Some poems from Poems for the Very Young, where the poems are selected by Michael Rosen and illustrated by Bob Graham and read by me, Grandpa. This book was given to your daddy, Toby, by my Uncle John, so your great-granny's brother. So that was quite a long time ago. I think Toby was about two. You'd have to look what to see what it says in the book. I think it was 1992 he got the book. Anyway, I am going to start from the start. And the first poem in the book is called Wakey Wakey. Wakey Wakey, rise and shine. Make your bed and then make mine. Can see a picture of a little child jumping onto the bed of its mum and dad. And the poem's by Anon, which means we don't know who wrote it. It's just an old poem that lots of people have said and heard and learnt from each other. Next poem is called The Dustman, and it's by Clive Sansom. Every Thursday morning, before you're quite awake, without the slightest warning, the house begins to shake. With a biff, bang, bash, it's the dustman who begins, bang, crash, to empty both the bins of their rubbish and their ash. With a biff, bang, bash. I don't know who comes and collects the rubbish in America. What do you call them in the States? I don't know. And they're not always men nowadays, are they? They used to be always men, but now it's all much more mechanised. They can have lorries that lift the bins for them. It still can be quite noisy, though, in the morning when the vans come round and pick up all the rubbish. On to the next one. Next page. This poem doesn't even have a title. It's by Tony Bradman, who's written quite a lot of funny poems and books. And there's a picture of someone getting dressed. I can put my socks on. I can find my vest. I can put my pants on. I can't do the rest. And just underneath it, there's another poem about getting dressed called Buttons. Buttons, buttons, I can do up buttons. I do all my buttons up when I go to town. For I have six buttons, big round buttons, six buttons on my coat, all coloured brown. But in the picture, something's gone wrong, hasn't it? Can you see what's gone wrong? Can you tell me? And down the other side of this page, there's a poem all about hair. I despair about hair. With all the fuss for us of snipping and clipping, of curling and twirling, of tying and drying and lopping and flopping, and flurries and worries about strength, the length as it nears the ears or shoulder. When you're older, it turns grey or goes away or leaves a fuzz. Hair does. What do you do with your hair? What's your hair like? Is it getting longer? Or have you cut it short? How are you going to have your hair when you're older? Is it very curly like the person in the picture here? Who knows? So I've turned the page. And I'm going to read all of this page and then I'm going to stop reading for the moment. So there's a poem about a daddy swinging his daughter round. It's by Charles Thompson and it's called Up to the Ceiling. Daddy lifts me up to the ceiling. Daddy swings me down to the floor. Daddy, daddy, more, 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 up to the ceiling. Down to the floor. Oh, that looks really good fun. Here's another poem by a nun, so they don't know who wrote it. It's called To Market, To Market. To market, to market, to buy a plum cake. Back again, baby is late. To market, to buy a plum bun. Back again, market is done. If you see in the picture, there's someone riding on the back of someone else crawling, and I think the rhythm of this poem's a bit like riding a horse. You can sort of make joggly movements when you're reading it. To market, to buy a plum cake. Back again, baby is late. To market, to buy a plum bun. Back again, market is done. And in the last line, the horse gets slower and slower and stops. Now then, there is a poem called Sugarcake Bubble, all about cooking sugar. Sugar cake bubbling in a pot. Bubble, bubble, sugar cake, bubble thick and hot. Sugar cake, spice and coconut. Sweet and sticky, brown and gooey. I could eat the lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mary at the cottage door, eating cherries off a plate. 5, 6, 7, 8. Cherries, delicious. And the last one in this on this page before I stop and say good night. Or just give you a snuggly kiss because it's not bedtime. When Jackie's a good boy, he shall have cakes and custard. But when he does nothing but cry, he shall have nothing but mustard. Ugh, mustard? Surely not. That would be horrible. Nothing but mustard. Night, night, goodbye. Kiss, kiss.